Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Oh, sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen. Jesus is risen from the dead. So sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Always keeping the main thing, thanking God for Jesus Christ, thanking God for the Holy Spirit, thanking God for the church. Thanking God for this morning that he allowed us to come out and worship him in spirit and in truth. Thanking God for the leaders here, Jerry and Brother Mac, for giving me another opportunity to talk to you and have a little talk with you. I hope and pray that something said make you a better person for having been here. My subject this morning is coming from the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1. First Timothy chapter 2 and verses 1. It reads, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. My subject this morning is, let us pray. Let us pray. We live in a world that love don't look like love. Amen? We live in a world that friendship don't look like friendship. And we sure enough live in a world where marriage don't look like marriage. So we have to be praying for this. Amen? We have to pray. We have to pray for this. So we can't, most of us, we can't physically touch things to help it. Amen? We can't do things like, some of us can't do things like how we used to do. So some of us, we can't give like how we used to give, but we can pray. Amen. If we can talk, if we in our right minds, we can pray. Amen. We may not be able to give like we used to. We may not be able to do the things that we used to do in this congregation, in the church. But we ought to be able to pray. And I'm not saying praying a little bit, pray a lot. Because we sure enough need prayer in this nation. We need prayer in our homes. We need prayers in our schools. We need prayer. And we need to be a praying people. Amen? We need to be a people that if nobody don't pray for us, we can pray for ourselves. We need to be on praying ground. We need to be on praying ground. We need to amp out all that other stuff that causes us to error. And be a praying people. And not just being a prayer, but a doer also of what we pray about. What is prayer? Prayer is communication with God. We do this by praising him, confessing our sins before him, thanking him and asking him for our needs and desires. Prayer is a communion with our Creator. When we pray, we exchange in loving fellowship with the Maker of heaven. We pray vocally, and we pray in meditation. So we could be driving down the highway, and we could pray. Amen? We could be sitting down somewhere, and we could pray. We don't have to pray aloud. You know, my wife told me, she said that prayer, they have taken prayer out of school. I told her, there's no way. You can't take prayer out of school. Amen. Because if I go to the school, I'm going to pray. I might not pray loudly, but I'm going to pray. Amen. I could pray. But you know, we have to be careful what people tell us. Amen. You can take prayer out of. You can't take prayer out of. You can stop praying. Amen. But you can't take prayer out of. I heard somebody say they took God out of the school. How in the world you can take God out of the school? You didn't put God in the school. Amen. How you going to take God out of the school? You might choose not to notice God, choose not to admonish God in schools, but that don't mean God is not in school, because last I heard, God is everywhere. Omnipresent, omnipotent. God is everywhere and know everything. So when you say taking God and taking prayer out of the school, it's just like taking air from this side and putting it over here. Can't be done. Amen? You know, but this is what we say. And this is what sometimes we let folk cause us to say. They have taken God out of the school. They have taken the commandments out of the courtrooms. How are you going to take? You can't do that. You know, you could just stop thinking about the commandments. That's your choice, but you can't take it out. But prayer is very important, and we need to be a praying people, regardless if nobody pray for us. Amen. We ought to be able to pray for ourselves. Amen. We shouldn't have to wait for nobody to pray for us. We need to be on praying ground. Amen? And we need to be heard by God. Amen? We need to be heard by God. Because if we're not heard by God, our prayer is just going up for nothing. Amen? Proverbs 15:29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Amen? It's not that God don't hear a sinner prayer, because if we go with that, we all are sinners. Amen. Every one of us in here is a sinner. Amen. But God, it's not that God don't hear the sinner prayer. God just don't want anything to do with a sinner prayer. Amen. Sinner prayers is like a counterfeit prayer. Amen. A counterfeit Christian praying a counterfeit prayer, God is not going to hear that. Amen. He's not going to hear that. And we have some counterfeit praying going on. Counterfeit praying is like when you go to a grocery store and you gather yourself together grocery. And you take it up to the counter and the clerk check you out, add it up, say it's $200. And you put a bag of wooden nickels up there to pay for it. Amen. That's counterfeit. That is not going to work. Amen? You need the real thing. Amen? The real thing. Psalm 66:18 said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And we need God to hear us. In other words, if I'm not willing to depart from my sin, the Lord will not hear me. Amen? In other words, I can't have sin and pray to God. And it's just not going to work. I got to get rid of it. I got to, first of all, ask for forgiveness. Help myself out and ask for forgiveness. Because I, for one, need to stay on praying ground. Because I truly believe if nobody else pray for me, I ought to be able to pray for myself. Amen? I need to pray for myself. When we pray, for blessing and adoration and praises for God. We start out with God and we continue with God. Some people say you start out with God and you end with God. I say you start out with God and you continue with God without end. Amen. You could say what you want to say. Amen. You know, we ain't going to fight against, you know, we ain't going to have no brawl against that. But I believe we start out with God and we finish, and we continue with God. I almost said it wrong. But anyway, we continue with God because that's how it should be. And we ought to be a praying people, always praying. We pray for forgiveness. We need to be a praying people. We need forgiveness. Amen. We need the God to forgive us because we have done some sinning in our lives. And we need to ask God forgiveness. Don't think that we have not sinned, because if you don't think that you have sinned, something's wrong. You've sinned already. Amen. If you don't think that you have sinned. So we have to pray for that. We have to pray for that. Psalms 139, 23 and 24. The Bible says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and let me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Amen. We had to pray, God, search me, Lord, help me to find those that way in me that I don't see, because sometimes we could sin and not notice. Amen. We can go someplace or sin. We can sin and not really notice that we're sinning. Amen. God, this psalmist is saying, "Search me, Lord, and reveal to me what's wrong with me, so I could, so I could get myself right." Because believe me, God knows us, what we need before we even get there. We can't counterfeit God. We can't go to God with counterfeit. We can't do that. It's a story about a young lady who went on a date with this boy, and he was sweet talking her. He said, "I would swim the seven seas for your love." She said, "Well, that's," she said, "Have you thought about joining the Olympics? You can swim that good, you could be amazing, if you can swim that good." Amen. Some of you get that later on. Amen. Maybe after dinner. Amen. But you see, we have to be a praying people of seriousness, because there's some seriousness here to be prayed for. Amen. And we need to be a people. Once again, if nobody else can pray for us, we ought to be able to pray for ourselves. Amen? We ought to be, able to pray for ourselves. It says, once again, it says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." In other words, if I'm not willing to depart from evil or sin, the Lord will not hear me. We must pray. When we pray a blessing and admonition for the Lord. We put God first. Amen. We put God first. In our prayer, we start out with God. "Dear Heavenly Father," amen, "the Lord God in heaven." We start out with God and we finish with God. We pray for forgiveness. Like I said before, that we are the type of people, we don't tell a person he got a mote in his eye when we got a beam in ours. We can't pray for nobody. It's just like if I pray for this brother and said, "You need a haircut." The brother said, "You need a bath." Amen. Are you with me? It says take the mote out of your own eye first before. Amen. Ain't hard to do. Get yourself right. Amen. If you really want to help somebody, you get right. Amen. Prayer of petition. We pray for what we need. Remember that God knows what we need before we even ask. Amen. And we ought to go to God in prayer understanding this. We ought to say, "Lord, I know you know what I need, but there are some things that I may need that I don't see. You know, help me, God, to direct my steps, direct my path, Lord. Help me to understand this, but not to pray amiss for things of our, you know, our lusts, you know, because we sometimes, you know, we, it may not be you now, all right? So don't you throw no rocks at me or whatever. But anyway, we sometimes pray amiss. We pray for things that don't really make sense. Are you with me? I pray that I could have more money than Jerry. You know, Lord, please help me to just have a little more money than Jerry. You know, please help me, Lord, to you know, to be a little taller than I am. Amen. Please help me, Lord, to hit the numbers. Are you with me? We pray prayers that, amen, they ain't even worth praying. Amen. You know, I pray, you know, I pray that brother and sister so and so could break up so I could marry her. Amen. Are you with me? You know, we pray prayers that we don't even need to pray. Amen. Somebody. For God knoweth what we need before we even ask, Matthew 6 and 8. We must know that God knows. We must know that God knows, that we know, that he know, that we know what we need. He need us to know. Remember in the beginning, Adam, he came to Adam. He said, Adam, where are you? God knew where Adam was. He wanted Adam to know where he was. Amen. And when we pray, God don't have to give us a test. And then after we take the test, then he figured out what we are. My wife, she was a teacher and a principal, right? She would give kids tests, amen, to see where they're at. Are you with me? See where they're at after she graded their tests. God don't have to give us no tests. Amen? He already know where we're at. He want us to know, because sometimes we are out of place. Yes, we are. Sometimes we are out of place. Amen? And these are the things we pray for. Amen? We pray for thanksgiving. We thank God for what he has done. And if we don't know, once again, if we don't know what he has done, it's hard to recognize what he's doing now. And we won't get what he's getting ready to do. Amen. Understand that God answers our prayer in his own time. Amen. We may not understand his answer. Amen. Why'd you answer it like that? That's not what I asked you for, Lord. Amen. That's not what I asked you for. But God has a way of answering it, and every answer that he answered, guess what, is right. Amen? You remember Paul? Paul didn't understand, you know, Paul just didn't quite understand that you reap what you sow. Paul had people killed, locked up, prison for their belief. When Paul got saved, Paul got some of that what he gave. Are you with me? And Paul, at first, when we read Paul, he couldn't understand, you know, I'm saved now. Why are these things happening to me? Why? You reap what you sow. You need to know what you did. Because when you know what you're doing, you ain't going to do it no more. Amen. Well, you won't, if you're a Christian and you've been doing some bad stuff, when you recognize the bad thing that you've done, you ain't going to want to do it no more, because you know God is watching you at all times. Amen. God is, he's not sleeping. He sees us. And Paul got it so good that he said he's strong in his weakness. Amen. I mean, he got it good. He got a good understanding, and he gave it to me. Amen. He gave it to me. And we have to recognize ourselves as needing prayer. We need prayer. But once again, if we don't get it, we're able to pray anyhow. Amen. You know, because prayer, we're living in a world now, things is happening. You know, crazy things, you know, and it's getting worse and worse. As the book says, you know, I heard some people say it's getting better, but no, it ain't. You know, no, it's getting worse and worse. You know, it's just like these pains I'm getting, it's worse and worse because I'm getting older and older. Amen. One time I could get out the bed, I could jump out, you know, ready to go. But now it would look, okay, I got it now. You know, all right. Are you with me? You see, things are getting worse and worse, you know, especially in our ages. And we see in this world it's getting worse and worse. Worse and worse. And that's why we need to pray. Somebody need to pray. When we look in the Old Testament, in Noah time, remember, God was going to destroy the world, but he saw a righteous man. And because of that righteous man, he didn't destroy the world. We go on a little bit to Sodom and Gomorrah, right? Abraham said, God, if you don't destroy this place. You know, if I could find 50 people, couldn't find them. Are you with me? It went all the way down to 10. If I could find 10, couldn't find 10. Amen? And that place was destroyed. Will God look at America and say there's no, it ain't no righteous here? Would God, amen? Would God look at America and say that? Would God look at this building, this church, this congregation and say that? We don't want that. We want to be a praying people. A people who pray, people who God hears, a people who God want to hear. Amen? We pray and we wait on God. We ask for things, and if we don't get it right away, it's okay. Because we wait on the Lord. We don't make God wait on us. Amen? We wait on God. And when we wait on God, things, good things happen. You see, because sometimes we say, Lord, you know, I've been asking you for this for the longest, right? I got to move, Lord. I mean, you know, I got to move, you know, because maybe you don't see what I see. And then when we go forth, we mess up. And then we mess up, and sometimes we don't fess up. And because we don't fess up, it gets worse and worse and worse. Because we think we could straighten it out. We made the mess, so we think we could straighten the mess out. But we can't. We can't. Someone has said that the greatest tragedy of life is not the unanswered prayer. The greatest tragedy is a prayer that we don't pray for. Instead of it being something we do every day, it becomes something that we do just in case of emergency. Pray always, Ephesians 6:18. Pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Let our requests be known unto God, Philippians 4:6. Let us pray. We need to be a praying people because it's a lot to pray for. We might can't physically, as I said before, we might can't physically fix everything. We might can't give and everything get fixed. Give money and everything get fixed. But we can pray, and pray. Prayer works. I haven't heard God said you could, if you pray, have faith like a mustard seed. He said if you could pray like that, you could move mountains. Amen. Those mountains are circumstances in life. You know, you can pray because many of us say we're under certain circumstances. That's why we can't. God wants us over circumstances. Amen. He wants us to be over circumstances, but we need to be a praying people. We need to be able to get on our knees and pray. We don't have to wait until Sunday and say, I need prayer. We need to clean up. Amen. We need to clean it up. I need to. I say you, but don't look at me like I need prayer right now. Right? I mean, please pray for me. Amen. Every time you pray, if you can mention my name, please, I need it bad. Let us pray for our enemies. Let us pray for the afflicted. Let us pray for countries that's in war. Let us pray for the hungered. Let us pray for men and women who serve and protect us. And don't forget about those people. Three of them just lost their lives a couple of days ago. Don't forget about those people who serve and protect us. The police force. Don't forget about them. Don't forget about the firemen. Don't forget about the nurses and doctors. Don't forget about those people. Pray for them. Pray for them. Because praise be to God. We got doctors. We got firemen. We got police. We got the military. Thank you, Lord, for that. We ought to be thankful. We pray for our children. Let us pray for the future. Let us pray for those who have strayed away. Amen. Because many have strayed away because, like I stated before, many have gotten tired of waiting on the Lord. Amen. Many have just given up on God. And we have to pray for them. Pray them, pray for them. We might not be able to reach them, to touch them, to give to them, but we can pray. And the thing about it, we don't have a certain time to pray. We can pray all the time, always. Amen? And really mean prayer. It really mean it. Pray like we mean it. Amen? You know, you need prayer. I need prayer. But if I don't pray for you, you ought to be able to pray for yourself. And if you don't pray for me, I ought to be able to pray for myself. Amen? We pray for the church as a whole. We pray for the harvest. We pray for laborers of the harvest. We pray for this for the sick and the shut-in of this congregation. We pray for this congregation. Amen? This congregation should be able to pray. And next week, this building should be full. Maybe God won't work that fast. You know, he worked in his own time. But you pray. You pray and watch the works of God. Are you with me? Pray and believe. Just trust him. He said, knock and it shall be open. Seek and ye shall find. Ask and it shall be given. That's what God said. I believe him when he said it. I'm not going to doubt him. I'm going to believe him. And he might not give it when I want it, but he's always right on time. Amen. Some of us may not be able to give. Amen. Some of us may not be able to do much. Amen. Because of our age. But you could, if you can pray a lot. Pray a lot. There's a prayer that a young man prayed, and it goes like this. He said, Dear God, everywhere I walk, let it be on your path. Everything I see, let it be through your eyes. Everything I do, let it be in your will. Everything I say, let it be good in your ear. For every hardship I face, let me place it in your hands. We ought to be able to pray. Prayer is needed. We got to pray. We can't do without prayer. It's needed. We need to get right, church. Amen? And pray. And pray. Because we need it. Because there's a lot of stuff going on. As I stated before, we love don't even look like love. Amen? friendship don't even look like friendship. Amen? This is where we're at now. And we need to pray. And we need to be able to pray. If you're here and you're not a member of the church, there's some steps you must take to become a member. You must hear God's word. You must believe what you heard. You must repent of your way. That means turn away from how you think, turn away from the places you go, turn away from the things you do, and turn to God. You must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. Amen? And according to that, you are saved. After that, stay in God's grace. Continue to worship. You must teach. You must preach. You must pray. You must give. And it's a lot of musts. And if I stayed up here, it would be a long time. You showed up, you're going to sleep. But above all, you must love. Because doing all these things without love, you ain't doing nothing. And love must be there. If you are here and you are a member of the church and you are in need of prayer, at this time you may ask it as we together stand and sing the song that was